Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guests today, and I'm very excited about this opportunity, are the retiring leaders, Managing Director and Kevin. I'm at a loss for your title prior to your retirement here. I don't want to misstate it.
Director of Administration.
All right, thank you. Director of Administration. It wasn't as creative, so it didn't quite stick with me. But anyway, this is the duo that has really led the Toll Theater for more than 20-plus years. It's a chance for us to celebrate with them one of their final creative acts, and it is something that I think is well-known throughout the region, and that is your creation of the Fabulous 50s Christmas program that you put on at the Toll every year. So, gentlemen, it is great to have you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Well, I was going to start out because I was thinking I was just going to talk to Kevin that I was disappointed that we didn't have a chance to get both of you on. But the fact that you're both here is fantastic. And I'm going to throw this to either of you or both of you. And what really is your favorite memory about this show, The Fabulous 50s Christmas, that you guys have presented since when? 2003?
It's Jeff. Yes, 2003. We opened in July of 2003 and immediately obviously needed to create some revenue. So we thought, what better way to do that than with some holiday entertainment? And we picked the 50s because that's when downtown Hammond was in its heyday. So we sort of wanted to harken back to that nostalgia and recapture some of the charm of that time period. I would say, for me, my favorite memory isn't singular, it's a memory about the process, and that is that we recreate the show every year depending on the cast members and their unique and individual talents, and then we bring those together so that audience members that see the show year after year after year after year actually see a brand new show, even though it's called A Fabulous 50s Christmas.
That is, you know, it's one thing that I think is so cool in that you have that common theme year to year, but you really bring new pieces to it that I have heard from audiences across the region that they really enjoy and love, and it's why it's such a tradition for many people to come back out. Now, you know, in this role at this time, you know, this is really, am I not mistaken, your last production that you all are directing and artistically involved in?
Yes, that is correct. Our last day is December 15th, and that's the day the show closes.
Now, there's got to be two sides to that, bittersweet in the history and the success and the joy that you guys have taken from all of the productions you've created for us here in Northwest Indiana, but the excitement of looking ahead. And so, you know, as you think about this show, Kevin, is there anything for you that you're most excited about for this year's edition, this last edition?
It has been a while since we've had 8 cast members, and we have amazing entertainers and vocalists, and they play instruments. So it's a really nice combination of voices, and we're able to do larger pieces of work musically because we have 8 voices to carry the music.
Uh-huh. That will be fantastic. And again, I always am amazed in your stage, and it was your production of Pippin as well, where you have so much activity, so many actors and actresses that are there performing. You've got musicians set to the side in the pit in such a community space like that. That there's got to be a challenge to direct it and to design it so that you really can squeeze all of that performance into that set. Is that something you guys have just done and you're comfortable with, or are there unique challenges to working with that space?
This is Jeff. Yeah, it's been, as you mentioned at the top, more than 21 years. So we're really comfortable creating in the space, but each show does create its own unique environments. For instance, in this rendition of Fab 50s, we have 5 tap dancers. So there's a big cap number.
Uh-huh.
We don't get to do that very often in our space. Our stage floor really isn't conducive to tap dancing. So there's safety things you have to take into consideration. As always, Kevin likes to create this sort of vintage fashion show on stage for Fab 50's Christmas. So there's multiple really fast costume changes. So those are always created a unique challenge each show. So I think even though we're comfortable and we've done everything from small and intimate with just a couple of people to really big, like you said, Pippin, we're comfortable with that, but each show creates its own unique challenges.
Well, you guys pull it off fantastically. So looking forward to this year's one. And I have to ask, you know, with all the fabulous plans post-toll that I've heard of and heard you referenced, have you narrowed down your next adventure and what you're going to do post-December 15th?
We're going to do a lot of traveling in 2025, but stay here in the States. And I think most people have heard by now, we're on target in about 15 months to move to Portugal.
And you have explored many corners of Portugal. So
we have indeed.
I'm sure you're going to find the perfect spot. Well, listen, you know, before I totally let you go, are there tickets still left? I know you've got a couple of sold out shows. And if so, how do people make arrangements to get them?
Yeah. So most of the Sunday matinees are sold out, but I would highly recommend that people still check for availability. So the Sunday performances include December 1st, 8th, and 15th, all at 2 p.m. We also added a Saturday matinee to the run this year on Saturday, December 14th. I'm certain there are tickets still available for that performance. And then currently all of our evening performances, there are tickets available, which include November 30th, so the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th, and then closing weekend, Friday, December 13th, all at 8 p.m. for those four performances. The phone number for the box office, you can talk to Emily and Dion, who are taking over the Toll Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The number there is 219-937-8780.
Well, gentlemen, wishing you all the best, without a doubt,
and
very
so
excited
Thank
to
you.
See.
We appreciate
what
all the support.
And you referenced it. Excited to see, you know, the quality theater that Emily and Dion bring next to the Toll as we continue the mission there at the Toll Theater. So thank you guys, both Jeff and Kevin, for joining me today. Thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. All right, guys, we will look forward to seeing you up there. I've stopped a couple times. I haven't been able to catch Emily in tickets yet, but I am looking forward to seeing the show.
All right, fantastic. Okay. We look forward to seeing you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.